Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I pray that everyone is doing well on today and that you enjoyed your weekend, that you went to church, that you were filled up by the Word of God. So we're going to begin. We're going to actually segue a little bit from John 18 because we're getting ready to see the betrayal of Jesus, but we're going to be reading from several different gospels in order to talk about that portion of scripture. So let us begin with prayer. Lord, I love you on today. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for being a keeper. I thank you, Lord, that everything is in your hands and we thoroughly trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go over to, in the book of John chapter 13, it was talking about the betrayal of Jesus was foretold, and they were at the Last Supper, and he says in verse 21 of John chapter 13, at the end of verse 21, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." Now they were asking amongst themselves who that was. And he tells John, "He whom I give a sup to," or dip a morsel of bread in like vinegar or this kind of sauce that they had at the table, "whoever I give a sup to and have dipped it, that's the person." So that person was Judas. And he says to Judas, "Whatever you do, do quickly." Now, Judas leaves the scene. Now, five chapters later, from John 13, beginning in verse 18, chapter 18, is when the betrayal begins. But John's gospel goes right into Jesus and the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane and the soldiers come. He doesn't get all into a lot of the prior details of that happening. So we're going to go over to the book of Luke. But prior to that, and we're going to go to Luke 22 and start at verse 39. But prior to that, I want to read something quickly from Mark 14. After Jesus, or Judas, I'm sorry, I keep saying that. After Judas leaves the presence of Jesus and the disciples, because Jesus says, "Whatever you do, do quickly," he immediately goes over to the priests and tells the priests how he basically is going to be the one, and he's volunteering to be the one that betrays Jesus, because Judas knew that the priests wanted him dead and the religious leaders wanted him dead, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So Judas leaves the presence at the Last Supper and he goes right over to the priests and he offers up his services to betray Jesus. So I'm going to read that to you before we get started in Luke. Mark 14, verse 10 and 11 says, "And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad, and promised to him, promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him." So he goes to the priests. They said, "Great, we're going to give you money." And so he began to plot in his mind, Judas, an opportunity to betray Jesus. Okay, so we're going to go over to Luke 22. Just wanted to give you a little bit of backdrop before we just went right into Luke 22. So Luke 22, beginning at verse 39, says, "And he came out and went as he was wont," or as he often did, or as he was accustomed to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. So he often went to the Mount of Olives to pray and refresh himself, to pray to his Father, to just get refreshed of all the ministry that Jesus was doing in his bodily form. He got tired. And that's a signal to us that it's okay sometimes to retreat a little bit, go away from all the big crowds and those that are pulling on your anointing, especially those that are called to the ministry. Your anointing and your abilities that God has given you will be pulled. To whom much is given, much is required, will be pulled. So you need to go and refresh yourself. So Jesus oftentimes went away to the Mount of Olives to refresh himself. Verse 40 of Luke 22. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, to the disciples, pray that ye enter not into temptation. I want to stop there for just a second. As you begin to closen your walk with the Lord, strengthen your walk with the Lord, you must begin to increase your prayer life. I'm speaking to me at the same time. You must begin to increase your prayer life, because as you go further with the Lord, and we call it higher with the Lord, as you go higher with the Lord in your relationship with the Lord, he begins to reveal things to you. You begin to better understand scripture. You are able to tell others about Christ. You are able to witness, and things are flowing out because he's using you as a vessel fitted for honor. As you continue to do that, and God had also put it in my spirit a couple of weeks ago that I need to pray more. You have to pray more in order not to enter into temptation, because the further you go down the path with God, the more attacks come along the way. So Jesus is saying to his disciples, pray that ye enter not into temptation. I'm telling you to pray. Verse 41, and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed. So he even went away. Although he took his inner circle, he took the disciples with him, he still went further away from them to get alone. Another lesson for us. Yes, go off by yourself sometimes. Although we go to these retreats, we go to conferences and things like that, and it is great that we get together and we fellowship with one another to strengthen other members of the body. Remember, it's one body, but many members, and so we're strengthening one another. But then there's that additional step that you must go alone in order to gain that solitude with God, that one-on-one relationship that needs to be strengthened so he can speak directly to your spirit and you can get filled up from the Lord. And so he went even further, a stone's cast. And now he's saying in verse 42, he's praying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Now, we've heard this many different times, and we especially hear it around Easter. He's saying, he's given that, nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Jesus knew what he was getting ready to enter into and what it was going to cost him. It was going to be excruciatingly painful. It was going to be an horrific event. He was going to take on the sins of the world, and he was going to atone for our sins with his own blood. And he said, if it is possible, if you are willing, Lord, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. I'm going to stop with that thought. We're going to continue tomorrow. Please join me on the Word of Me as we continue to walk through the betrayal of Christ. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.